You know that excellent service is the basis of the success of this hotel, don't you, William?
I only laughed because she didn't know the difference between a porter and room service.
From the point of view of commitment to serve the customer, there is no difference between a porter and room service. You might have better reacted by saying, "Certainly, Mrs. Hark. I shall see that room service is informed of your wishes."
You're right. I should have done it differently. It won't happen again. Why has Mrs. Hack changed to the penthouse suite, by the way? Didn't she like her room?
No, she didn't. She said that she had asked for a lake view, but the telephonist didn't put a cross in the box on her booking form. So I moved her to the penthouse suite by way of apology.
Isn't that a pretty expensive apology? Is her business worth that much to the hotel? And besides, who gave you the authority to indulge complainers in such a flamboyant way?
William, my dear boy, you have a lot to learn. Recent studies have shown that when a customer's complaint is resolved quickly and to their satisfaction, they tell 5 to 7 people about their positive experience. Every complaint is a chance for positive advertising. There is nobody in the penthouse suite this week, so that what appears to be an extravagant present to Mrs. Hark costs the hotel no more than having her in any other room. People who complain are not complainers, William. They are justifiably upset customers. And the occasion of their complaint is an opportunity to turn them into promoters of the company for the rest of their life. The manager of this hotel recognizes this simple business fact. And that's why he's empowered his staff to make amends to unhappy customers. So my authority comes from the top, William. Satisfied?
As the happiest of your customers, Mr. Rorty.